This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA flash briefing.
The U.S. FDA has accepted Genentech's application requesting approval for risdiplam and gave it priority review. An agency decision is expected on or before May 24, 2020. If approved, risdiplam would become the second disease-modifying SMA therapy. It works by increasing the ability of the SMN2 gene to produce functional SMN protein that's essential to muscle health. But risdiplam is an orally administered liquid, unlike Biogen's Spinraza. As such, it could become the first at-home treatment for SMA patients. It's being developed by Roche and Genentech, and in collaboration with PTC Therapeutics and the SMA Foundation. Risdiplam's approval request is supported by data from the ongoing Firefish and Sunfish trials. They are treating SMA type 1, 2, and 3 patients between the ages of 1 month and 25 years old. These trials were designed to represent the real-world spectrum of people living with SMA. It included many people previously underrepresented in clinical trials. Genentech looks forward to working closely with the FDA. They want to explore broad access to risdiplam for all in the community who might benefit. In the open-label and two-part study called Firefish, 21 type 1 infants ages 1 to 7 months were given various doses of risdiplam to find the best dose in part 1. 14 of the 17 who received what became the optimal dose showed a CHOP INTEND score of 40 or greater after 16 months of treatment. Treatment was also found to be safe and well tolerated. CHOP INTEND measures motor skills and works on a 0 to 64 point scale. Higher scores indicate better motor function. A score of 40 or greater is rarely observed in untreated SMA infants. An additional 41 type 1 infants were enrolled for part 2 of Firefish and were treated with risdiplam for up to 24 months. This trial is expected to finish in September 2020, and it includes an open-label and long-term extension study. Sunfish is a two-part, double-blind, and placebo-controlled Phase 2-3 trial. It was for children and young adults ages 2 to 25 with type 2 or type 3 SMA. Part 1 established the best safe dose for its second part. Results released in May also showed that treatment with risdiplam led to a more than twofold increase in median SMN protein blood levels after 4 weeks. This result was sustained for 1 year. Meaningful gains in motor abilities were likewise evident. Part 2 is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of the optimal dose over 24 months of treatment in 180 patients who are unable to walk. It also recently met its primary goal of improving motor function compared to those given a placebo after 1 year. Genentech said that risdiplam's safety profile in Sunfish was consistent with other studies. No patients withdrew from any risdiplam trial due to its side effects or other treatment-related safety concerns. Next, two Phase 2 trials, Jewelfish and Rainbowfish, are also evaluating risdiplam's effectiveness in SMA types 1, 2, and 3, and both these studies are still recruiting. SMA is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene, which leads to insufficient levels of SMN protein. A second survival motor neuron gene, SMN2, with an identical sequence, can ease the damage done by the mutation, but only to a very limited degree. This gene produces a shorter and unstable protein in nature. Risdiplam is a small molecule given orally. It's an SMN2-directed splicing modifier, and it's designed to improve that gene's ability to produce functional SMN protein throughout the body. Spinraza works much in the same way, but it's given as an intrathecal injection into the spinal cord. Treatment is once every 4 months after an initial loading dose. The FDA grants priority review to any therapy it considers as having the potential to significantly improve the treatment, prevention, or diagnosis of a serious disease. Risdiplam was named an orphan drug by the FDA in January 2017 and placed on a fast track in April 2017. Both of these helped to speed its development and possible approval. In the end, if approved, Genentech will be responsible for marketing Risdiplam in the U.S.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Do you have a favorite band? Last week, I got an email that my favorite, Maroon 5, released their 2020 tour dates. I've seen them in concert twice, even scoring Adam's microphone after sneaking up front at the first concert. So of course I love the opportunity to get it signed. In August they'll be at the Fargo Dome, then at the Xcel Energy Center the next night. Both locations are equal distance from where I live, about 2 hours away. Time to devise my plan. Since Fargo is easier to navigate, I thought I'd send out a feeler text to my mom. After I told her M5 was coming to Fargo in August, I got no response. Basically, I took that as a no. Pretty sure she thinks seeing them twice in concert was enough. Plus, she doesn't like to drive in big cities. I had to twist my sister's arm to go to the Bruno Mars concert a few years back, so I doubt I could get her to go again. My cousin got us to the last Maroon 5 concert, so I can't really ask her again. Besides, I'd still have to get to her house one way or another. Being the social butterfly that I am, not, I have a few close friends from college, but they all live farther away. So it looks like I might be sitting this one out, unless I can meet some adventurous friends somehow. How do you guys manage to do fun things that require a bit of travel? Do you count on family? Friends? If you have any ideas on how I can get to the concert and back, let me know. Head on over to smanewstoday.com/forums to share. My last hope is that Maroon 5 is taking their tour bus from Fargo to the Xcel Center, and for some reason the bus breaks down halfway there. They get stranded and have to do a concert in my backyard. I could even arrange the concert to be lakeside. Hey, a girl can dream, right? Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.